Borussia Dortmund Daily, the BVB podcast.
What kind of weekend was that? From the great euphoria in Dortmund and London to the bitter disappointment after the defeat. Today, we talk about what happened for the professionals after the game, their arrival at the Dortmund airport yesterday, other comments on the game, and the upcoming season analysis. I'm your AI-generated host, Joanne. Good morning. After the bitter defeat in the Champions League final, there was a party for the Borussia Dortmund team in the middle of the night. At around 1:15 a.m., the BVB players arrived at the Outernet London event location in the middle of the city center. With snacks, finger food, and drinks, they drank, ate, and danced on two floors. The final frustration was washed down with beer and long drinks at several bars. My colleague describes the faces of the players and officials in attendance as empty and disappointed. Among them were numerous politicians and celebrities. The BVB professionals landed at Dortmund Airport shortly before 3:30 in the afternoon yesterday. Mats Hummels and his girlfriend in the foreground, Julian Brandt in the background, wearing a hat and sunglasses. Marco Reus left the plane with his new child in his arms. It is his official last appearance as a BVB employee. Coach Edin Terzic and his two daughters were the last to leave the plane. Two team buses then took all the passengers to the training ground in Brackel. There, they were welcomed and consoled by around 200 fans. Fan party, motorcade, and an entry in the city's golden book. Everything was called off. What remains after the game is shock and the memory of their own performance. Like so many others, Nico Schlotterbeck was hurt by the defeat, he said in an interview. In retrospect, Julian Brandt is annoyed about the missed chances. They played real to the wall in the first half. Niklas Füllkrug is also still hurt from the defeat. Seizing a chance like that and making himself immortal was his goal. It would have meant a lot to him for the club and the fans, he assured them. Of course, BVB will now have to go through a deep valley again, just like after losing the championship a year ago. Despite all the pain, Emre Can is trying to end the season with his head held high. He promises hard work again next season. The next chance will come again. The only question is when. Despite, or perhaps because of the disappointing result, Saturday evening was unfortunately not only characterized by respect and disappointment. After the game, the partial anonymity on the internet unfortunately led to some ugly scenes. After the defeat, Karim Adeyemi was blamed for the defeat against Real Madrid under his Instagram post and insulted in the worst possible way. Users commented with monkey emojis and statements such as, "Back to the jungle." Really uncool and unnecessary behavior. Some people should ask themselves whether they would have played better in his situation. In retrospect, however, many fans supported the Dortmund player and condemned the sometimes racist attacks. After a game with so much energy from BVB, the games in the Champions League should set the new benchmark for the coming season. The qualities of this squad must always be on show in the new season. Squad is a good keyword here. During the summer break, the squad will have to be reassembled, expanded, and also corrected in some areas. At least that should be the result of the season analysis. Some departures have already been confirmed. With Mats Hummels, BVB still has a big question mark in the central defense. After the end of the Champions League season, BVB will definitely have the necessary millions to do so. Not forgetting the money from the dubious Rheinmetall deal. The priorities for now will probably be the permanent signing of Ian Motson and a purchase or another year's loan for Jadon Sancho. In addition, Borussia Dortmund will probably continue to work on a transfer of Ciro Guirassy. In the last few days, there have also been rumors about the purchase of Hertha's Fabian Ruiz. If there is any news in this regard, you will of course be informed here. And that's it for today's Borussia Dortmund Daily. As always, you can find all the important information about Borussia Dortmund here in our podcast. See you tomorrow morning.